guys. I want to talk to you about our psalm for the day. Who's so far away? I can't see. Our psalm for today was Psalm 119, and that is the longest psalm in the Bible. Did you guys know that? You know how some psalms are longer and some are shorter? I want to show you something. Here's the shortest psalm in the Bible. Look at that, Psalm 117. You see how short that one is? Psalm 117 has two verses. Psalm 119 starts over here and goes on for that many pages. There's 176 verses in there. How did that psalm get so long? Did everybody know that, by the way? Psalm 119 is 176 verses long. And it's a psalm that's written for us to love the Word of God. And every verse keeps referring to the Bible in different ways. It says, I've not forgotten your law. Preserve my life according to your promise. I seek out your decrees. I've not turned from your statutes. Do you hear what it's saying? So what do I call this book? The Bible. But this psalm calls it God's promises and his statutes and his precepts and his decrees. Does that make sense? Why does it keep saying that? Because what's in here? All kinds of things, right? There's events, and there's prophecies, and there's God's laws, and there's God's love. All these things are in here. So Psalm 119 refers to the Bible, not just as the Bible, but as the Word and the promise and his precepts and his statutes. It's saying that God's Word is full of many, many things, and God wants us to do what with this? To preach it. Yeah, that's a good one. How about teach it? Read it, and how about love it, right? We want to love the Word of God because it tells us especially about Jesus and all that he's done for us. But it's funny that this psalm, for 176 verses, says we love the Word, we want to learn the Word, we want to follow the Word, and it keeps calling all kinds of different things to let us know the Bible is full of many different things. Is that right? So what's this book? Bible, but it's also Word and promises and commands and laws and decrees and precepts and statutes, all these things for God, from God to us. All right, he wants us to read it and to know it and trust it. Okay, thanks for coming up, guys. You're going to head back to your spots, and congregation will sing the hymn of the day.